This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Some people who worked remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic have returned to the office, and some employers are moving to limit remote work even further. But as Gabby Vinnick reports, in some rural Wisconsin communities, the opportunity to work remotely has given people more freedom.
Are you a good girl?
Yes, you are. You're a good girl, Bee.
On a sunny Friday afternoon, Laura Isaacson's dog, Bee, wants to play. After a few pets for her chocolate lab, Isaacson sits back at her computer at the kitchen table. She's surrounded by bookshelves, and she has light shining through the windows of her home in Mount Horeb. It's a different experience than her time working as a dietitian for the last 20 years. She would often drive to and from the hospital in the dark. Her commute took roughly 30 minutes to Dodgeville. Now, Isaacson works from home as a diabetes care and education specialist for a San Francisco-based company. She's one of more than 400,000 remote workers in Wisconsin.
I am so much happier right now. I don't think I even realized before how stressed out I was. Trying to balance being a mom and working full-time outside of the house.
Isaacson is one of millions of people who first worked remotely during the pandemic. Today, as many as 40% of workers nationally say they do at least some of their work from home. There are signs that some plan to return to the office. In April, a morning consult poll found nearly half of U.S. employees prefer working in person. And a Pew Research survey in March found that remote workers tend to say it hurts their opportunities to be mentored. But Isaacson says she has no immediate plans to return to the office, and working from home has given her more flexibility.
That's something I think a lot of moms struggle with. You feel really guilty trying to find that balance. And for me, the flexible schedule, not having a start time or an end time, and just being able to work when it works for me and works for my family, huge difference.
In Mineral Point, Rachel Bergstrom speaks with a client on Zoom from a small room in her farmhouse.
Yeah, Friday afternoons are really flexible for me after 2, so.
She's an education consultant for a Texas-based company. Not long ago, this meeting would have been impossible. She says their Wi-Fi would not have been stable enough to run. But in recent years, millions of federal and state dollars have gone to expanding broadband access in Wisconsin. It now reaches more than 90% of state residents. That infrastructure has helped Bergstrom connect with colleagues all across the country. For her, remote work meant an end to years of leaving her home at 5 a.m. She had to wake up early to catch a ride on the state van pool to her job with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. In all, she spent about 3 hours on the road.
I don't know that I coped with the commute. I think it took a bigger toll on me than I realized now that I have more time to think.
Jose Maria Barrero is a finance professor and co-founder of the nationally recognized Work From Home Research Project. He says a relatively low-cost state like Wisconsin could be a winner in the work from home economy.
I think Wisconsin is interesting in that it is a state that has both large urban areas and a lot of rural areas. And so I think it has an opportunity to perhaps decongest the congested parts of the state.
Barrero says if rural areas have greater access to high-income workers, that could be a boon for local economies. But more work from home also means less foot traffic to urban downtowns, which creates its own challenges. Back in Mineral Point, Bergstrom says she hopes remote work possibilities benefit small towns like hers.
Maybe kids will stay in their small towns more because they can find a job programming, or they can find a job in an industry that's really booming, even if there's not a huge company here that does that.
Remote work is already shaping policy in new ways for Wisconsin, and Bergstrom is one of thousands who has no plans to get back to the office. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.